Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Sunday morning Shulchan Aruch Eben Hazar Shir. We are in the midst of Siman Vav. We're about to do a Sif Yud Gimel. But let me give you some background. We have discussed in previous discussions if a woman is married to a Kohen. Okay, her name is Mrs. Cohn. And Mrs. Cohn comes home one day and says, Honey, I have bad news for you. I was just na'anas. I was just raped. Now we know, theoretically, that a woman who's married is not allowed to have adultery. And whether she does so willingly or forcibly because of no choice, that was a bia asura, and therefore a bia with somebody who she's not allowed to be with will render her a status of zona, and therefore she is theoretically off limits from her husband, who's a Kohen. So she comes home and says, Honey, I'm sorry, Mr. Cohn, my husband, something terrible happened to me on the way home from work, and you have to divorce me. So we saw the Shulchan Aruch said, we don't believe her. She doesn't have the right to declare herself as a zona because maybe we're worried that she is interested in some other guy and she just wants out of this miserable marriage, and this is a ploy for her to escape the marriage that she is stuck in. So we don't believe her. The question that we're going to deal with today is the following. The scenario, as we just described, she came home and told her husband that she's a zona. She has a din of a zona. She was raped and she has a din of a zona. Her husband didn't believe her, and they went on living together like a husband and wife. 3 years later, the husband died. It was in a car accident. He died. Whatever it is, he died. He's no longer here. Now you have Mrs. Cohn wants to, you know, she's back on the shidduch scene and she wants to get married. Lo and behold, she likes Kohanim. After all, the first guy she married was a Kohen, and now she wants to go out with another Kohen. Do you remember a few years ago that she said to her husband, who didn't believe her and just ignored her entirely, she told her husband that I was raped and I'm therefore I have a din of a zona and I'm not allowed to be married to you? So the husband doesn't have to believe her. We don't have to believe her because maybe she was just looking to get out of the marriage. Well, now that the husband died, she's now a single girl, a single almana. But according to her words, she claimed to her husband years ago that she was raped and therefore she had a din of a zona, and therefore she declared herself as off limits from a Kohen. So yes, her husband had the right to ignore her and continue to live with her. But now that she's on her own, because her husband unfortunately has passed on to his eternal reward, is she going to be allowed now l'chatchila to go out with a Kohen for her second husband? That's what we're going to discuss right now. So let me share the screen with you, and we will learn a Rambam together, and then we'll see a discussion in the Rishonim about this issue. Let me just adjust my screen.
Good morning, how are you?
Okay, so says the Rambam, in Yisurei Bia Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Tes, Eishes Kohen, Mrs. Cohn, Sha'amu l'bayla ne'anasti. I was raped. So he doesn't believe her. Afal pi shehimu teres l'bayla k'mo shebiyarnu. We discussed that her husband's allowed to continue living with her and he could ignore her claim. He doesn't have to believe her. Nevertheless, if this marriage ends, for example, her husband dies, harehi asura l'chol kohen sheba'olam acha shiyam is bayla. Why? Because she was moda. Shehodas, she was moda, shehizona. By her claiming that I was raped, she declared herself to be a zona. Va'asra atzma v'naseis kechaticha ha'asura. You know where the Rambam is getting that phrase from. The Rambam is borrowing the phrase of Shas, shavya nashi chaticha di'asura, that a person could declare something is asur to them, whether we believe them or not. If you walk into your house one day and tell your wife that the pastrami that she put, I'm sorry, the flanken that she put in the chalent is chazer treif. She says, "What are you talking about? I'm the one. You barely walk into the kitchen. The only time you ever walk into the kitchen is because you want to taste the food and tell me how I didn't spice it well. I'm the one who went to gourmet glad and bought it. I'm the one who put it in the chalent. I'm the one. You say I'm telling you the flanken is chazer treif. So everybody in your family could eat it except you." Why? Because you were shavya nashi chatichi disur. If you declared something to be treif for yourself, so you have to live with that treif status that you declared it to be. So here, the woman got up and declared, I was raped, and therefore I have a din of a zon while she was married. And therefore I had a relationship, not willingly, but with a man other than my husband, that's a bia asura, that makes me a zona. So she declared herself to be a zona. So she's going to be ushered to marry any new coin. So even if her present husband doesn't have to believe her, shavya nashi chatich di asura, and she does not have to marry, and she cannot marry a kohen in a future marriage. Okay, where does the Rambam get this from? Where does this halacha appear? So, the Beis Yosef suggests that it's based on the following Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. Says the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, Amrinan Shehaomeres Tmei Anilach, Afal Pi, now look carefully, because the Gemara never says the case that we just said. The Gemara never discusses, in all of the Shas, it never speaks about a woman who claims that she was raped and now wants to go ahead and marry a Kohen. The Gemara doesn't say it. So how does the Rambam know it? Because the Gemara says a similar case that the Rambam extrapolated from. Let's see the case. Gemara Nedarim Tzadi Amud Beis, Amrinan Shehaomeres Tmei Anilach, she's not going to be believed when she says, I was raped and therefore you have to divorce me. Nah, I'm not going to divorce you. I could keep you. However, if this woman subsequently loses her husband, however she does, she is not going to be able anymore to eat truma. Pray tell, why can't she eat truma anymore? Once she's no longer married to this man, she's no longer able to eat truma. Why not? Why can't she eat truma anymore? I thought the almana of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. The answer is because she declared herself off limits to truma. She declared herself a zona. A zona is not able to eat truma. So long as she was married to him, we ignored her. But the second he dies, all of a sudden, the statement that she made 3 years ago, claiming that she was a zona, that she was raped, which means that she's a zona, that means she's pesula le kahuna, and nor could she eat truma. So the Gemara says she's not allowed to eat truma. The Rambam extrapolates from that in the same way that after the marriage is over, she's not allowed to eat truma because of her shavya nashi chaticha di yisura. So too, the Beis Yosef infers, the Rambam must have extrapolated, duha din li nasi lekoin, demayshna. What's the difference between her wanting to eat truma and her wanting to marry a kohen? Both of them are things that lechatchila, if you're a zona, you can't do. And therefore, in her perspective, she made herself usher to truma by declaring herself a zona. Well, she equally is declaring herself off limits from marrying Kohen. That is the source of the Rambam, that just like by truma she could be Meshavya Nafsha, so too will apply to her ability to marry a Kohen in a future marriage, in a subsequent marriage. Comes the Raivan and says, not so fast, not so fast. Now, I just pointed out to you that this halacha in the Rambam is not anywhere in Shas. It was an extrapolation of the Rambam. Comes the Ravid and says, in his very delicate words, Afal pi shomer davar chachma, yes, the Rambam said something very intelligent, but he's wrong. Ein shmuaso miskavenes. What he's saying is not mechuvan, it's not on target. Why? In halacha, there's a concept of amasla. What's an amasla? Amasla is an excuse. You can make a statement and then say later that the only reason why you made that statement was because you had some excuse. I'll give you a good example. An example that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about is as follows. A woman comes home and tells her husband, Amanida. Amanida. The next day, she tells her husband, you know what? She asks her husband, let's be together. And he says, what do you mean? But you're neither. She says, nah, I just said that yesterday because I had a headache and I wasn't feeling well. So could the husband believe her? Or did she shavya nasha chaticha disu? Did she claim that she was a neither? So the halacha is that if she has an excuse, if you have an amasla, so under certain conditions, which are complicated, we might be able to believe her with her excuse, and maybe she would now be considered tahor, even though yesterday she said she was a tmeya. So the Ravid is going to raise the following possibility. When she was married to this Kohen, she's Mrs. Cohen. You remember 3 years ago, she came home one day and said she was raped? If after the marriage is over, she says, you know why I claimed that I was raped 3 years ago? Because I didn't like the way my husband was treating me. and I wanted out of that miserable marriage, and I figured that would be a way for him to have to divorce me. I'd be able to get a get from him. But I didn't really mean that it happened. I was just using it as a ploy. So this is her excuse. This is her amasla. After the marriage is over, she says, what I said 3 years ago that I was raped in Amazona, that was just a ploy in order to, you know, secure my escape from the miserable marriage that I was stuck in. It was a pretext. Thank you. It was a pretext. And because it was just a pretext and an excuse and amasla, I really, I was never raped. I'm not a zona. I want to go ahead and I want to either marry a Kohen. I want to eat truma. So shouldn't that work? Just because she said this 3 years ago while she was married to this miserable wretch of a Kohen, she has to, you know, live for the rest of her life with the status of being a zona because she said she would, but she was at that point in her life, says the Ravid. Shem Omer L'Achar Misas Baila, after her husband died, let's say, she says, the only reason why I said 3 years ago that I was raped, Lo Amarti El Kadeshi Garsheni Baili. I have a good excuse. I just wanted out. And that was my way out. Lama ain't an ammetis. Why shouldn't she believe with that excuse? First of all, she never said the words, Amazona. She just said I was raped. And second of all, did anyone accept her claim? Did her husband accept her claim that she had been raped and was a zona? We rejected her claim. Isha she'amra. Here is another case. I told you the case of Anida with an amasla. He's going to give you the more well-known case. Isha shamra, Isha Zishani. You know, a guy meets a girl at a bar. Guy meets a girl at work. You know, a doctor's in the hospital. He meets a pretty nurse. He says, you know, you want to go out with me? And the nurse says to him, sorry, doctor, I'm married. I'm an Isha Zish. Okay. 3 days later, you know, she comes back to him and says, you know, I've been thinking about it. I'd like to marry a doctor. I'm available. What do you mean? You told me you're a married woman 2 days ago. And she said, gives a really good excuse. She said, I couldn't go out with you 2 days ago because I was dating this other guy. But now I'm available. I'd like to go out with you. You told me you're a married woman. What do you mean? So she had an excuse. She'll be believed to change the story that she said a few days ago because she had an excuse. If that's the case, suggests the Ravid, apizu. Let's say the reason one, at the time that this Mrs. Cohn came home and said, sorry, honey, I was raped, maybe she wasn't getting along well with her husband. If
that's
we know...
It's very different.
Hold on, Yossi, hold on 1 sec. Let me just see one more line. Apizu, im haisa ktata b'nehem, if she had a fight with her husband during that time period that she came home and said, sorry, honey, I was raped, I'm a zone, you have to give me a get. Amasa gdola yusuf, ne'a menes. She should be believed now that the marriage is over. She should be believed now to say, I have a good excuse. The only reason I said I was raped and I wanted a get, I'm a zona, is because we weren't getting along. We were having shalom bias issues. But now that the marriage is over, I'm telling you, that's all the only reason why I said it. I'm not really a zona. If you have an excuse, you shouldn't be bound by the words that you said under duress, whatever your situation might have been. And therefore, the Ravid argues on this Rambam, and the Ravid says, even though while she was married to Mr. Cohn, she said I was raped in Amazona, once that marriage is over, she should not be bound in this zona status, and she should be able to marry a Kohen. And therefore, the Ravid argues on the Rambam. I told you there's no Gemara about this. It was the Rambam's own suggestion. And the Ravid said, nice suggestion, but I don't think it's good enough because the woman could have an amasla, an excuse, and therefore get out of this this claim that she made about herself a few years ago. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi.
The reason why it's very different, going out on a date, you can always check out if she's married or not. The other one is after the fact. You know, it comes back 3 years later, I lied. So he could check out, you know, she's married or not. You go on the register, Department of Marriages, licenses, and you see if she's married or not. So that could be verified. But the other one is after the fact, 3 years later. So it's very different.
I hear what you're saying. Obviously, we're not talking necessarily about a society that has a marriage registry. in the same way that in a one moment a woman could be raped and claim that she was or wasn't, in the same way a woman could receive a kedushin from a man and she either did or didn't. And no one will ever know. You know, if somebody's daughter comes home and says, "Dad, guess what? I met this guy on a train and he gave me a ring and he said, Hariat Mukadeshli Batabazu Kadas Moshe of Yisrael, and there are two people with yarmulkes watching, so I guess I'm an Eishes Ish, right?" What's the answer? Yeah, you're an Eishes Ish. There's no registry, no one knows, we can't find the guy. Doesn't matter. She's said Eishes Ish ani and she's married. And she's giving me the get. What?
Last week's stuff, Yami.
Oh, good. I'm not holding on that any of us. But thank you. I guess. Okay, great. So I think they would be similar, Yossi, because again, nowadays you could look in a registry, but halacha, Eishes Ish, you're an Eishes Ish, all you did, you took a ring from somebody. So you took a ring from somebody, or you were raped by somebody. Either way, the woman is the only one who could tell, sometimes the only one who tells us this. So what do we have, Rabbo said? We have a machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid. If a woman, while she was married, said to her husband, the Kohen, that I was raped and I'm a zona, he ignores her. But afterwards, could she go ahead and marry a Kohen in a new marriage? The Rambam says, no, she said she's a zona. And the Ravid says, no, she has an excuse. Maybe she just said she's a zona to get rid of her husband, to get out of that terrible, miserable, wretched marriage. Now she could go ahead and marry whoever she wants. Machlokas.
Does the Ravid require the woman to actually say that?
Excellent question. I assume the Ravid does require that she come up with an excuse. I assume the Ravid says that we'll have to ask her. Do you remember a few years ago you said you're raped and you're a zona? Why in the world are you getting married? And if she says, because why are you trying to go out with a Kohen? I assume she'll have to give an excuse. I was joking. I didn't like him. He wasn't treating me nicely. He didn't want to buy me, get me my Lexus. Whatever it is. She would have to have an excuse, I think. Yeah. Okay. So that's machlokas. Now, comes the Magen Mishnah and says, if you remember what the Ravid said, the Ravid says, Rambam, nice try, but you're wrong. Nice svara, but you're wrong. Comes the Magen Mishnah and says, the Rambam wasn't his own svara. The Rambam had a sugya. I'll show you the sugya that the Rambam's based on. So when the Ravid said, look at the first word of the Ravid. The Ravid said, Rambam, you said a nice devar chachma, you said an intelligent thought, but you're halachically not founded. Says the Magen Mishnah, I'm going to show you that when the Rambam says that we don't believe that this woman is assumed to be a zona even after the marriage, is not just the Rambam's svara, but it's actually a sugya that you, Ravid, didn't chap. Let's see this sugya that the Magen Mishnah cites as the source for the Rambam, that a woman who said while she was married that she was raped and a zona, even afterwards, is not going to be able to marry a Kohen.
May I ask a quick question?
Yes, doctor.
Thank you. If we accept this woman's testimony that all she was doing is she was trying to get away from Mr. Cohen and get her get.
Right.
So why don't we tell, okay, fine, we'll pretend you got the get. Now you can't go marry a Kohen.
Because the Kohen never gave her a get, and the Kohen ignored her as halacha allows him to ignore her, because Shema Inasna Eina Ba'acher, and she stayed married with him for the next 3 years.
Right, but based on her agenda originally, she wanted to get a get from this Kohen, which would asser her to all Kohanim forever. So why should she get off even better now than if she got away with her plot?
You're asking a sophisticated question. You're asking, her plan originally was to get a get. If she would have gotten her get, which is what she wanted, she would have been usher for Kohanim. Now, she never ended up not getting the get, and now she should be better off than even if you would have believed her claim, now she should be better off because now she can marry a Kohen because she doesn't have a get.
Right.
You're saying a good svara, but it doesn't work because Lamaisa, she didn't get a get. She didn't get a get. You know, yes, her plan was whatever it was, but we don't, you can have plans from today till tomorrow. If they don't work, they don't work. You know, if it ends up better for you, it's better for you. If it ends up worse for you, it's worse for you. But you can't treat her as somebody who got a get or she didn't get a get.
But I hate when lying plotters are given bonuses. Just doesn't taste
well. Lo yehe chote niska. Yeah, Chazal say that in those words. Understood. Okay. That's a tough life. Okay. Comes the Magen Mishnah and says, let me show you this Gemara that is the source for the Rambam's Chumra that the woman cannot let go out with a Kohen. Damrinan Hasa, Banosa Yisa Isha. A guy marries a woman, V'lo Matzala Besulim. And when they're together, he says, she must have been with somebody previously. You know what she says? She says, yeah, because when we were engaged, it was you. I'm sorry. After we already had Erusin, I was raped, and therefore your loss, you were Mekadesh me, I was a Besula. And once I was already yours, I was raped by somebody else. It's your loss. It's Tafchav Sadehu. V'hu Omer Lo, no, it must have been before. I'm going to challenge you, the husband says, that you must have been raped before. She agrees that she was raped. The husband's going to challenge her and say, no, I bet you were raped before I was Mekadesh you. V'hu Omer Lo, ki ela ad shelo yirastich. V'haya mikhi mekachtos. And I want out of this marriage. I don't want to have to give you a ksuva, because I claim that when I married you, you were already... used goods. When I was ma'aris you, you already used goods. You were already nanas before I married you, before the erusin. And therefore, the whole erusin was a mekachtas. I thought I was getting a basula. You're really a ba'ula. And there it's a mekachtas. So, who do we believe? Do we believe the man, or do we believe the woman about what happened to her? Comes Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim ne'emenes. Why? The woman... I mean, you would say the reason why you believe the woman, because she's the one who knows, right? Because she's the one. Okay, for some reason we don't say that. But she could have said, Mukas Eitzani. Instead of saying, I was Ne'enas at this point or at that point, she could have just said, at the first, you know, when she moves in with her husband, the first night that they're living together, Mukas Eitzani. And that would have been the easiest thing. You know why it would have been the easiest thing? Because then she would be not pasled l'kahuna. If she says, I was Mishe Erastanina Anasti, what is that saying? Again, they're not Kohanim. She's not a Kohen. She's not married to a Kohen. But if any woman in the world says that after Erusin, before I moved in with you, my dear husband, I was raped, that means she was an Eshes Ish after Erusin, of course, and she lived with another man, she turned into a Zona. So even though her husband now is not a Kohen, she's not married to a Kohen, her name isn't Mrs. Cohen, but she says... that if I had Erusin and I lived with another man, I am Aser to Kahuna. She made herself into a Zona, such that if she ever will marry a man later, she has a din of a Zona. Let's see that inside. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Amram Ne'amenes, Migu Dibari, she could have said Mukas Eitzani. Why is that a better claim? It's a better claim because Delo Kapasla Nafsha Mikahuna. However, once she says that while I was in Erusin, I was raped, remember, she's not married to a Kohen. V'ka'amra ne'enasti de'pasla nasha mikahuna. Meaning, if a woman says that after my Erusin, again, she's married to a Yisrael. She had Erusin with the Yisrael, she has her Nisuin now with the Yisrael, and she says that between my Erusin and Nisuin to you, Mr. Yisrael, I was raped by some random guy. The Gemara says clearly that if she would have claimed, it would have been a better claim for her to say Mukas Eitzani, because by saying Mishe Erastani Ne'enasti that I was raped before Nisuin, after Erusin, but before Nisuin, that makes her off limits to Kahuna. What do you see from this? Explicitly, you see explicitly, like the Rambam, that a woman, even though she's not even married to a Kohen right now, if she says that I lived with another man, even because of rape, that passes her l'kahuna. Which kahuna? The kahuna to which she might want to get married to later on. So the Rambam has, Magamish says, this is the source for the Rambam, that the Rambam says that a woman who said that she was raped while she was an Eshes says she was raped, I don't care if she was while she was married to a Kohen, not while she was married to a Kohen, the fact that she was raped as an Eshes Ish makes her psula l'kahuna forevermore, even for a subsequent marriage to a later Kohen. And that, says the Magen Mishnah, is the source for this Rambam. So Mr. Ravid, don't tell me that it's a nice svara, but it's wrong. It's actually a Gemara. And this is an incredible raya that the Rambam has to his Gemara. Again, the raya is that The Rambam says that a woman who's married to a Kohen and claims that I was raped, the Kohen doesn't have to believe her, but when she wants to marry another Kohen in the future, she's off limits. And the Ravid says, where do you get that from? She has an Amasla. The Magen Mishnah says, we have this Mefurisha Gemara, because this Mefurisha Gemara says that if a woman would say, when she's found to not have Besul, Ma'mukas Eitzani, it's a good claim. Why is it a good claim? The Gemara said, because it's a good claim because it doesn't mess her up from Kahuna. As opposed to if she would say that after Erisin I was raped, that would mess her up for Kahuna. Who's she married to? Israel. Yet, it's going to mess her up for Kahuna in the future. So you see that a woman saying that I was raped will be believed even in the future to make her off limits from ever marrying a Kohen again. That's the source for the Rambam. If you got that Raya, that's great. If not, don't worry about it. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, not like the Ravid. Because as we saw, the Malkin Mishnah saved the day. Eishes Kohen, let's see the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Vav, Sif Yud Gimel. Eishes Kohen, so whether you got the proofs or not, it was a little bit complicated. Let's see the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Eishes Kohen, Shomer Labayla. Mrs. Cohen says to her husband, Nanasti, I was raped, give me a get, I want out of this marriage. Even though the husband could ignore that claim and they could continue living as Mr. and Mrs. Cohen. However, after this marriage is over, after her husband dies, she's still going to be off limits from marrying any Cohen because she was Moda. She was Modi had Hodas Baldin that she's a Zona. She'asra atzma v'naseis kechaticha di Yisura. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam she'akol nehyeh b'dvaro. Now, Rabbosai, let's play a little mind game. Okay, so we just said, the Rambam just paskin, that she's, if she claims that she was raped, even though the husband doesn't have to believe her, we will believe her, or she has to hold herself to that claim in her subsequent dating future to be able to not marry a Kohen at any time in the future. Let's say she didn't listen to the Rambam and she started going out with another guy named Mr. Cohen. Again, she has a thing for Kohanim. And she marries the second Mr. Cohen. Remember, in her first marriage to Mr. Cohen, she said, I was raped in Amazona. I can't live with you anymore. He says, I don't believe you. You're just trying to get out of my house. You're just trying to get out of this marriage. I'm not letting you go. Okay, so 2-3 years later, he dies. Now, she was not supposed to go out with a Kohen, but she met this cute Kohen, and she married this Kohen, and now she's with another Kohen. Now, they're both coming a little frummer. As they get older, they become a little more frum, and she starts to think about her past history, and says, you remember I said a few years ago in my first marriage that I was raped and I'm a Amazona? Now I'm married to you, Mr. Cohen. I want to do tshuva. I shouldn't have married you in the first place, she says to her second husband. I'd like to get out of this marriage. So does a second husband have to let her out of the marriage? Because the first husband didn't have to let her out of the marriage because he didn't believe her. She wasn't allowed to, she was in the marriage. She can't get out of it herself. But she should never have gone into the second marriage at all. But now that she did get into the second marriage illegally, could she get out by saying, oh, I'm not supposed to be married to you in the first place? Says Beis Shmuel. Sorry. Asur l'kol kohen, the Rambam said that she's not allowed to marry any future kohanim. Hayne l'chatchila, aval mnises l'kohen? Guess what? Lo teitze. Elim kein ma'amin l'dvareha. Meaning, if she married the second Kohen, who she shouldn't have married, and then in the second marriage, it's also getting a little rocky, and she doesn't like this guy either, she says, you know what? I'm not allowed to be married to you, my dear husband, because I was raped in my first marriage, and therefore I'm a Zona. I should never have married you, and I'm a Zona. Since I said I was a Zona, you're living with me, and I'm a Zona. You have to give me a divorce. You have to give me a get. He doesn't have to believe her either. He doesn't have to believe her either. If he believes her, okay, he believes her. He shouldn't have never married her. Then he could. Okay. That's as far as if she married a second husband. Let's say... an Eid Echad said she was Mizana. Now, I'm not sure if he's talking about in the first marriage or the second marriage. Let's assume in the first marriage. I'm not positive. Let's just assume.
Why should it be believed? Eid Echad, I mean, you need the Eid Echad, but Pachas Mishnayim. What does an Eid Echad have
to do? Okay, so let's keep that in mind as we see the three possibilities, the three scenarios that the Beis Shmuel put forth for us. An Eid Echad says, comes to a Kohen and says, Kohen, I have bad news for you. I saw your wife be Mizana at the party last night. Or your wife was raped at the party, to a Kohen. Imhi macheshes, as Yossi was saying, if she denies it, so an Eid Echad is not going to be believed in the face of a denial from the woman. So we'll throw the Eid out. You're only an Eid Echad. Take a hike. You just said Lashon Hara. We will not believe you. And she could continue living as husband and wife. Let's say she's Moda. So now you have, right? You remember what we've been saying until now? We've been saying the whole time until now that a woman is not believed to say to her husband that I became a Zona and you have to give me a divorce. We don't trust her. But here, maybe you should trust her. Because the aide said to the husband she was Mizana. And when confronted, the woman herself said she was Mizana. Vimhi moda imkein hainu hadin shehi amra shezinsa. That will have the same din as she said she was Mizana, which means. Which means what?
Shabbi anafshe.
But a second marriage. No.
Well, the husband doesn't have to believe her, and she should maybe not get married to a man l'chatchila, but if she did, she could stay married, I guess. Okay, I'm not sure. Vim hi shosekes, me the aide accuses her of being Mizana, and she's silent. Talia bepluksa b'yoredeya sham im shtika kodah. We have machlokas whether it has a din of shtika kodah or not. Okay, fine. Fine. Now, let's go to the next question. The next question is, okay, so let's go back to our original case. The original case where is what, this is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, where a woman says to her husband, I was raped, he ignores her, but she's not allowed to lechatchila go out with any other kohanim in the future because she made herself into a chaticha d'isura. Gentlemen, I have a question. This issue of her claim that she's a zona relates to herself, that she can't be married to her husband, but he doesn't have to believe her. But in the future, after this marriage is over, she shouldn't go ahead and marry any kohanim. But you know what? This claim also relates to the children that she will have after this episode. Because if indeed she was married to a Kohen, his children are going to be Kohanim, right? If in the middle of that marriage she was raped and she becomes a Zona, and she continues to have children with that first husband, what's going to be the status of her children who are born after this Znus or this rape? Those children are all Chalalim. So when she claims, I was raped and I'm a Zona, so the husband doesn't have to believe her. The husband can continue living with her. I don't believe you. But wait a second. What will be the status of their children moving forwards? Will maybe the husband say, I don't believe you because you're just trying to get out of the marriage. I'm not going to believe you. But are the children Chalalim? Will we believe her enough to believe that the children are the child of a Zona?
Let's see. We should be consistent if we don't
be
the
Baruch Sheh Kivanta. Baruch Sheh Kivanta, but Yossi.
Can I ask a question? When she says she's in Zion and she stays married to the first husband, she keeps eating chuma. We only ask her from eating chuma after that marriage ends, which means we really do not believe her at all.
That's correct.
Okay.
If she was a Yerei Shamayim, should she eat chuma? I assume if she's a Yerei Shamayim and she knows that she really, 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 really was raped, that if she's Yerei Shamayim, she probably should not eat truma. But if she goes to the distribution, in Lawrence Middle School and gets on the truma line, we will definitely give it to her because nobody will really believe her because we'll all assume that she had this just trying to get out of the marriage. But she, if she's Yehi Shamayim and she really knows that she was raped, she probably shouldn't eat truma on her own accord. Okay, but back to our question. Says the Beis Shema.
In this situation, if the woman were 3 or 4 months pregnant at the time of the rape, so now we have three players here. We have the wife, we have the husband, and we have the unborn child. So who's going to have bialus on that unborn child status? If the husband believes her, when she delivers 5 months later, the halalah.
No. The conception was before the rape, right? The conception was from her husband, who's a Kohen.
Right.
So I assume that the child is the product of a pure mother and a pure Kohen father, and the child is a proper Kohen. The only time that you're a chalal is if you're conceived after...
It goes by conception?
I assume so.
Oh, we also say, Rov Bilos Holchim Acharabal. We know the tribute.
We're not questioning paternity, Sam.
Okay.
She's 4 months pregnant.
It shouldn't matter.
We'll follow the conception. Since at the time of conception, the mother was a regular bas, kashera lekuhuna, and her father was a kasher kohen, the kid will be a kasher kohen, even though by the time he's born, by the time the baby is born, the baby comes out, the mother had turned into a zona. I don't think that will make the child a chalal.
Right.
That's my own assumption, but that's what I assume. Okay. Comes the Beis Shmuel over here and says, when this woman claimed that she was raped, and therefore she's a zona, and afterwards, she would become pregnant with her husband, who refuses to give her a get. Are those kids halalim? Nira. Im nisis la kohen. Oh, I'm sorry. He says, if you marry a new kohen, you're not supposed to marry that second kohen. You did. Baneha ar ksheirim. Why? What do you mean? Didn't we believe her enough to say that she's not supposed to marry Mr. Kohen a second time? Didn't we believe her enough that she was raped to make her off limits from... After her first marriage, dissolves, her first husband dies, we believed her enough that she can't marry a Kohen, she can't eat Shum anymore. So if she did marry a Kohen and has children from that second husband, shouldn't we also believe her to the extent that she's a Zona and shouldn't have married the second Kohen, that the children are Chalalim? Says the Gemara, says the Beis Shmuel, no. If Nisa is the Kohen, Baneha Ksherim, De'enina Ne'amenos, Livso Baneha. Who is... has the authority to determine the status of his sons? Only the father. And to the extent that the father doesn't believe her claim, the mother's claims are meaningless in determining the child's status. And since the mother, and regardless of if the mother called herself a zona, the mother's claim of calling herself a zona can't change the children to be halalim. Oh, but what if the father believed his wife's claim? Vim ha'av, Omer demami l'dvareha. The father says, "I believe my wife when she said that she had this zonah. I'm not so religious. I don't care. I'll live with her anyway. But I believe her that she was a zona." Ooh, you know what? If he believed her, then the father has the status, has the koach, has the authority. Yochel asos lebanav chalalim, k'mosh neman lomer ben grushahi. The father is given carte blanche opportunity to determine and define the status of his children. And if the father believes his wife, that when his wife said that she was a zona, that means the father accepts it and determines and declares that his children are the children of a zona, and therefore they are not a kohanim.
Isn't this consistent, Rabbi, with the halacha we saw months or a year ago, that the father can declare his child to be a mamzer?
Yep, it's the same pasuk. Ki as ben habechor yakir, that we learn from the pasuk that the father has the right to declare his child, whatever status that declaration is. That's correct. Okay, Rabosai, we finished this sif. We're now going to talk
about the father who's declaring the kids achalalim. It's the first husband. She married the second guy, has kids with the second guy, and now it's the first husband who's deciding that the second guy's kids are halalim.
No, the second husband who believes his wife that she was mizana with her first husband 5 years earlier, and therefore she became a zona 5 years earlier, and believes her that 5 years, and I'm just not so religious. I'm going to marry you, even though you claimed you're Arizona, and I believed you that you were Arizona. There are no witnesses, but I believe you that you're Arizona, but I'm not so religious. I want to marry you anyway. And the children that we'll have, okay, I realize that they can't get Cohen.
Okay.
The next Sif that we're going to go to is Sif Yadalad. We finished Sif Yud Gimel, Mazel Tov. And this is going to talk about... Okay. A Kohen who claims that his wife was with somebody else. Doesn't know the details, though. So until now, we talked about the woman claimed, right? Until now, we talked about the woman claimed that I was raped in Amazona. Now we're going to have a Kohen who marries a woman, and as he's with his wife for the first time, he announces that she must have been with a man beforehand, and therefore maybe she's a Zona. Maybe she was with that man before me during Erisin, during our Erisin, and therefore she's a Zona. What will be in that case? So let's see, before we get to a Kohen, let's talk about a regular Jew. Ha'omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. Right, there's the Gemara in Ksuvis, famous Sugya.
Iconic Gemara.
Zakti Gemara in Ksuvis Tesim and Aleph. Ha'omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. He says, my wife was with somebody else before me. Ne'man la'osra alav. Let's look what Rashi says very clearly. Who could help us answer this question? There are no Edim. It's just his word against her word. Whose word do we believe? Unfortunately, there are some situations that all you have is his word against her word. There's no circumstantial evidence to bring to the plate. There's no Edim to bring to the Beis Din. It's his word against her word. Says Rashi, "V'afal pish en hadavar hazeh yachol lisbar el al piv." He's the one who knows. He says, "I'm telling you, it's Pesach Pesuach." L'gabi nafshei, heve mehemen l'shavi aleich atich d'isura, aval asid k'suvasa lo mehemen. Says Rashi, he'll be believed only regarding to aser this woman on himself. If he accuses her as being a, not let's say raped, let's say having had an extramarital affair, being a sota, this woman, a woman who willingly has an extramarital affair is not allowed to be with her husband, she's a sota. So if he declares he's with his wife the first time and he declares that she must have been with somebody else before, a few weeks previously, during the Erisin, he's declaring that she's an Anashis Ish, and therefore, he's not allowed to be with her anymore. But he can't knock out her ksuva. He can't knock her ksuva down from 200 to 100. We will not believe him, or we will not trust his word to hurt her. We'll only believe his word to hurt himself, to be Mshavi Nashi Chati Hudis.
But if nothing else, he doesn't know, even if he's right on the... If we even believe him on the facts, he has really no idea when this happened. And then you get into the chazakas and the claims.
Okay, we're not going to get into chazakas. We're going to skip the chazakas issue. But hold on. Frak the Gemara. Vamai, why does the husband believe, after all, svek sveka, who... This is one of the svekas that Mr. Brigham just raised. Safik takta, safik ain't takta. Maybe it was before marriage entirely, and she's not a sota. Maybe it was during marriage, in which case, you're right, she's a sota. Vimtim Tulama Taktav, that it was while she was in Arusa before the Nisun, she was in Arusa, and it was while she was an Eshetish, but maybe she was raped. And again, we're not talking about a Kohen. If she was raped, then even if it was while she was in Arusa, while she was married to him, she's still Muteris. She should be Muteris to him. So we have a Svek Sveka. So Dr. Ashi, am I Mitzrayla? Why should the husband, by making this declaration of Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, push his wife off limits to himself? After all, I feel him in a heavenly slay denivola. Even if we'll believe him that it's 100% true, your estimation is absolutely correct that this woman is not a besula as you thought. But I have a svek sveka, safik tachtav. After erisin, safik ein tachtav. Maybe it was sometime when she was in high school, before erisin. And even if it was while you had your erusin for the pain in the past few months, maybe it was an onus. Yisrael. We learn from a pasuk that any one of us were Yisraelim, God forbid, a wife gets raped, then the husband and wife could continue being together. It's only Cohen who has this problem. So why does the Gemara start off and say that Haomer Pesach Pasuach is aser on himself? Why? After all, there should be a svek sveka. Maybe it was while she was in high school, and even if it was while they were married, maybe it was rape and she's not a sota. There's only one in four possibilities that will be able to make her off limits to you. You have to assume that it was while she was in Arus, while she was in Eishes Ish, and you have to assume that she did so willingly. Those two ingredients put together will make her a sota. But if either of those factors are not present, she's not going to be a sota. Why did the Gemara say that it's aser? Answers the Gemara, lo tzricha, must be that she is an Eishes Kohen. Ah, we just knocked off one of the suffix. Zakt Rashi, by an Eishes Kohen, ones aser ba. When the man claims that Pesel Pasuch Matzasi, and if he happens to be a Kohen, so when the Kohen claims Pesel Pasuch Matzasi, you only have one suffix. When was the Bia, that this previous Bia that took away her Besula, her Besulos, when did that happen? Before marriage or after the Erisin? If it was after the Erisin, he's a Kohen, and even if it was unwilling, even if it was a rape, it's still going to be aser. She'll still be a zon and aser to him. So it's one suffix. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, if a husband who's a Kohen says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, will believe him, and he asered her to himself, because maybe it was while she was in Arusa. Alternatively, the Gemara gives a more complicated case, where you could take away the other suffix. V'bayis Ema Be'eshes Yisrael, we're talking about a Yisrael, but you married her when she was 2.5 years old. And therefore, if you found right after her third birthday that she had a Pesel Pasuach, you know that it had to be, it couldn't have been from in high school, it had to be, you know, while you were engaged. But we're not going to focus on that. That's an unusual case. Okay, now, let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch about this case. Okay, we're going to finish this if. We're not going to go to the next if. We'll finish this if. Kohen shekidesh gedola uktana. A Kohen marries a girl, whether she's 11 years old or 21 years old. Va'achaz man ba'aleha. And the first time that, whenever he did the kiddush, I don't really care when the erusin was, but at some point he did nisuin to her after a number of months. And when he did the nisuin and he was with her for the first time, he finds that she was not a basula. Ne'aseres alav misafek. Remember, we're talking here about a Kohen, because the Gemara's conclusion was that if it was a Yisrael, there's a svek sveka, and she'll be mutter. So that means, by a Yisrael, let's pause for a second. If a Yisrael would find out on the first night of his wedding that his wife is Pesel Pasuach, she's still mutter. They could stay married, because there's a svek sveka. However, if this guy's a Kohen, and he claims that his wife is a Pesel Pasuach Matzasi on the first night of their wedding, they have to get divorced. What a terrible thing. Why? Because it's a suffix what? Suffix, there's only one suffix. We'll believe him that he's at least Shavya Nashi Chaticha Di Yisuru. We'll trust your words that Pesach Pasuach Matzasa, that indeed she was a Be'ula. And there's only one possibility. There's only one suffix. Was it before Erisin when she was in high school? Or was it in the past few months while she was in Eishes Ish? In which case, when she had this, whatever she had, whatever relationship she had with this other guy, while she was your Arusa, I don't care if it was Ones or Baratza, it doesn't matter to us, because you're a Kohen, she'll be a Zona. So it's a Safek if she's a Zona. If she was in high school, she's not a Zona. If it was in the past few months while you had Arusin with her, she's a Zona. Safek Daraisa, L'chumra. So if you find your Eishes Kohen is Pesach Pesuach, you have to divorce her now, after the first night.
Aval Yisrael. Today, Rabbi, that wouldn't be Shayach. In other words, today, if the Erisin and Kedushin are together, there's no problem. Because it would be everything's done.
That
together.
Is correct. Now that we do Erisin and Yisrael together, even if he finds Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, even if a Kohen finds Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, then
no problem.
it will be mutter because
it's before.
There
before
still is you have before. Yeah, it has to be before, and that's not going to make her a zona. Correct. Right. Excellent. Okay. Excellent. That's another reason for that our minhag to put the things together, the eris and nisun together. Aval Yisrael, this is the other side of the coin. If it's Yisrael, then it's going to be mutter if he finds pesel pesach. Aval Yisrael shetan tainazu lo neisrael lav sheish kan shnei svekas shema kodem kiddushin shema acher kiddushin. Maybe it was when she was in high school. Vafilu nomer acher kiddushin. Even if it was in the past few months that she had this whatever made her took away her besulim shema baona shema baratzu. Maybe she was raped. Sheha anusa muteris li Yisrael, and therefore he has a svek sveka. Good. That's the. That's the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to skip the next line. Again, it talks about Pachas Mi Bas Gimel. What about everything that we've been saying now is talking about what the husband is claiming? The wife didn't open her mouth. Let's say the woman says, yes, husband, you're right. I am a Ba'ula. But you should know, I give you my word, my dear Kohen husband. Right? Remember, the Kohen husband has a suffix d'araisa l'chumra and has to throw her out. What was the suffix? That maybe it was before in high school, maybe it was while she's in Arusa. What if the woman says, yes, my dear husband, Mr. Kohen, you're right, your estimation was right, I am a Ba'ula. But I give you my word, it was in 11th grade, when I was in 11th grade, before our Erison. And therefore, I wasn't an Eishes Ish, and therefore, my beer with that guy in 11th grade did not make me a Zona. I'm not a Zona. So do we listen to her? The one suffix was, maybe it was in high school, maybe it was while Erison, suffix l'chumra. She tells us, don't worry, it was in high school. It wasn't while I was Erison. I was not an Eishes Ish. I'm not a Zona. Do we listen to her? Zok t'chalkas m'chalka. Avam ha'isha to'an is bari. I'm absolutely certain. Shekodim l'chei nansa. That the bia happened, yes, there was a bia, but it was back years ago before Erison. Sriru luhu l'ramban v'rashpad ne'emenes. The miachet shetonis bari. If she says, I'm certain that it was before Erison, we'll believe her. However, the Magen Mishnah says, no, not so quick. He understands. Afil b'tonis bari ena ne'emenes. Okay, fascinating. Do we believe the woman? It's machlokas. Okay. Next point. Why are we saying that there are only two possible? A guy is with his wife for the first time and claims Pesel Pesach Matzasi. We say, we definitely a man assume that there was a Bia, or we believe him to the fact that there was a Bia. The question was the Bia while she was married or before she was married? Was the Bia Ba'ones or Bratzon? Don't we have another claim that we could introduce into the hopper? Why don't we say, hey, you didn't find Basulim because Mukas Eitz. Maybe she went horseback riding in, you know, in 8th grade or in 10th grade or in seminary in Israel, she went horseback riding. And she lost her Basulim that way. And therefore, that you always have a suffix. You always have a suffix, not just if it's before marriage or after marriage, before Eitz or after marriage, Eitzin, maybe Mukas Eitz any. So therefore, there should always be a double suffix. Even a Kohen should have a double suffix. That is like the Beis Shmuel. Why don't we? V'lom rinu svek sveka as follows. Even by a Kohen. You said a Kohen only has one suffix before marriage or during marriage? Why not? Shema kodem kiddush, shema mukas eitz. You should have a double suffix even by a Kohen. Maybe she went horseback riding. And even if it's from a man, maybe it's from before marriage. And she's not a Zona. There you go. Svek sveka. So even a Kohen should be mutter. This is Tosis's question. Ayin Tosis Tirtzu, De'im haisa mukatz eitz, if she was really a mukatz eitz, if she lost her besum and she went horseback riding, she would have said so. She would have said so. She wouldn't have kept her mouth quiet when he accuses her of some terrible thing. She wouldn't just keep quiet. She would have said so.
Maybe she doesn't know that caused it.
What?
Maybe she doesn't know that that caused it. Maybe she doesn't know
I don't have an answer for you. But if she realizes that might be, she should say that at least.
Yeah, as a migui.
De'en g'nayla lomar.
Somewhere in her life she would have bled and there would not have been a secret. I mean, she
I don't know. I don't know. Nowadays, I don't think that's what we assume, Mr. Bergman. I think we assume that nowadays most, at least 50%.
I don't know about nowadays, but those days, I'm sure if she would have back.
I can't tell you. I don't know. Now, why would she claim Mukas Eitz Ani? Because it's the easiest claim to make. There's no embarrassment. You don't have to be... The Ein G'nayla Lomar Mukas Eitz Ani. Fine. That's one answer. Another answer is Vamagid Tireis that Mukas Eitz is Lashchichei. You can't give him a suffix that maybe she was Mukas Eitz. Because Mukas Eitz, this is not true nowadays. Nowadays, Mukas Eitz is very common, or maybe it's just that women get married much older, and therefore there's not Dan Besulim as often. But the Magen Mishnah says, Mukas Eitz is Lashchichei. So you can't give him a suffix that, oh, maybe she was a Mukas Eitz. It's so rare, or it's rare enough, that we're not going to give it to him as a suffix. Okay, so what do we have here, Rabbi Osai? Halacha l'maisa, husband comes home, a husband is with his wife the first night and says, lo matzaschi, I didn't find Basulim, so if it's the Yisrael, no problem. However, if the guy is a Kohen, and on the first night he says, I found Pesach Pasuach, she's going to be Aser for him. Unless, if she claims Mukas Eitz, then she might be believed, but if she doesn't claim Mukas Eitz, if she just, I don't know, keeps her mouth shut for some reason, not so smart, but she keeps her mouth shut and says, I guess I was with somebody once, then the husband's going to have to divorce, this Mr. Cohen is going to have to divorce his wife. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in this case. Again, nowadays it's much less common because there's a lot more Mukas Eitz situations, because as women get married, not when they're 12 or 13 years old, but when they're in their young 20s or so, then there's oftentimes, I'm not a gynecologist, but the basulim dry up or something happens that they don't always they're not always taken out by the biarishona. So that's just how things happen nowadays. Okay, Rabbosai, thank you for joining, Bez Hashem.